For most people, law school conjures images of a distinguished professor lecturing on contracts or constitutional issues. In recent years, however, the Cumberland School of Law at Samford University has added to its curriculum something that hits a lot closer to home: the possibility of substance abuse and depression among law students and attorneys.
And they turn up all criminal convictions, all traffic issues, all DUIs, all speeding.
Jean Marie Leslie is a lawyer and recovering alcoholic.
Lawyers today are under an enormous amount of stress in the practice. Practicing law is adversarial in nature. They work with high-risk clients. They are the fixers. And as such, taking care of self and their wellness is really low priority.
When a lawyer or law student is having problems with substance abuse, they often turn to Leslie. As director of the Lawyer Assistance Program of the Alabama State Bar Association, she has helped countless individuals in the legal profession over the years.
They tend to have a lot of ethical violations, and that's simply because they're handling a lot of people's money. If you have a substance abuse problem, your major priority is to, you know, fuel your substance abuse problem. That's just the nature of the disease. Our clients are under contract. They have to participate in drug screens. They have to go to meetings. There's lawyer support groups that are facilitated by therapists.
I was sort of at the bottom of the pit.
Birmingham attorney Bo Wingo knows the drill well.
In my days when I was drinking a lot of alcohol, I mean, I hid it. There were a lot of people that had no idea that I had a drinking problem, because I would hide it to the extent when I needed not to be drinking, I wouldn't drink. But yet I was still an alcoholic, and I'm still one. I'm a recovering alcoholic. But it didn't mean that I drank every day. It didn't mean that I drank during the mornings or at work or... But there's just a lot of different signs that would indicate to just a common person that this person is an alcoholic, and I definitely fit into that category.
In October 2002, Wingo met Jean Marie Leslie. With her help and that of the Bar Association, he entered a treatment center where he stayed for almost 4 months. Since finishing treatment, he's joined the staff of the Jefferson County Drug Court, where he can use his personal experience with clients.
When we see someone in our courtroom or on the street or anywhere, I personally will call them aside, take them into my office, discuss it with them, volunteer to go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting with them, and make it clear to them that there is help within the Bar Association for them.
The big challenge, says Jean Marie Leslie, is addressing the stigma associated with seeking care, especially for professionals in the legal business.
We were doing a program for a law school recently, and I threw out the question to first-year law students, what would you do if you walked past your partner's office and found him drinking in the middle of the day or using drugs? And the answer was quite honest one. The student said that he would probably just walk on by. And so our program offers an opportunity to get someone into the system without getting them into trouble. I don't think addiction is any different from diabetes, heart disease, or any other kind of illness. And there's no shame in having depression or having an addiction problem. The shame comes when you fail to take responsibility for it.
Leslie calls it the disease of denial. For WBHM, I'm Frank Thompson.